Team joined now by Carolyn Adams Miller. She is the author of Creating Your Best Life, to hear about letting kids fail. Hi there, Caroline.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, you know, years ago, we saw, well, a lot of people thought that the self-esteem movement would provide, I guess, more balanced and healthy kids. This doesn't seem to be the case, does it?
No, in fact, I'm not sure it was balanced and healthy. It was people who tried harder and who felt better about themselves. So if you felt good about yourself, if you were overly praised, the thinking was you would go out and try really, really hard and become very successful. And the opposite's true. It created a lot of narcissists and sociopaths and bubble-wrapped children who don't try very hard because they're afraid of losing that praise. So, consequently, my next book is about grit, which is the problem we're facing here. Kids are not gritty enough, and a lot of it's because of the parenting.
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of the... Okay, so what do you say to the helicopter parents of today, then?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, what can you say? I mean, you know, the colleges in the U.S., they're tacking on an extra seminar at the end of dropping your kids off for college, saying, go home, go home. Let your kids... Don't turn their rooms into salons, you know, just this, everybody's making these rooms like hotel rooms, and just go home, don't text your child, let them grow up all by themselves. But, you know, these are kids who aren't used to being uncomfortable, so now we have this whole movement here of microaggression where kids' feelings are hurt if they hear, you know, speeches or presentations that offend their sensibilities. So, you know, it's just a fragile group, and they're being overly litigated on behalf of, you know, playgrounds have been dumbed down in the U.S. I don't know if this is true in Canada or not, but every playground in this country is plastic.
Yeah, it's like that.
Well, not
quite, but it's certainly getting that way. They took out monkey bars and things like that. Well, not entirely, because they don't want kids falling and, you know, that sort of thing. It's that overprotective attitude that a lot of people do see.
Well, it's really hurt the kids. Psychologists say that what we have are kids who don't take risks anymore because they're so afraid of getting hurt, skinning their knee, you know, again, bubble wrapped. And so as a result, they're not going out of their comfort zone. They're not, you know, pursuing jobs that are out of their reach. They're not, you know, they're not even running as fast as previous generations. You know, the current generation of marathoners is 44 minutes slower than the last generation on average because they got the same trophy, whether they ran for 4 minutes or 4 hours. I mean, there's even a race that just debuted in Philadelphia that started and ended in 1 second so that everyone could get a prize. And I'm not kidding you. I mean, this is real stuff, and it's terrifying because there's a whole generation of kids or young adults in the workplace who don't know how to apply themselves. They all figure they should be the CEO from day one. So, you know, working hard, getting your stripes, putting in long hours without complaining or going to a yoga class, they don't know how to do it.
So how do we do an about-face on that right now, then?
How are we what?
How do we do an about-face on that and tell them, give them a shake and grab them and say, this is the real world, kid, wake up?
Well, there are a lot of different things that are being investigated. The first one is called, you know, encouraging your children to have a growth mindset. So instead of saying, you know, you didn't get it or praising outcome, praise effort. You didn't get it yet. You don't understand it yet. You didn't get that job yet. You didn't get an A yet. You didn't master that violin concerto yet. Encourage kids to take risks and fail, and then don't pick up after them. Don't clean up their messes for them. None of us like to see our kids be sad or uncomfortable or not get what they want, but you have to allow them to learn what they're made of.
Okay, well, that's good advice. I mean, for the kids that we have that are small now, as I say, we have a whole generation that are coming into the workforce now that, are they beyond help?
No, I don't think so. I mean, one of the things I gave a TED Talk about last September was about how to cultivate grit, and you can. Grit is a contagious quality, by the way, which has been studied by Angela Duckworth at Penn. Ask yourself why not instead of why. Every time you're facing a challenge, why not? Why not go for it? What's the worst thing that could happen? You know, the second thing you find is that gritty people go to a different place in their brains when they want to quit. They change the channel. They find something to think about, a song, a religious phrase, a person, whatever. They find ways not to quit at life. And the third thing they do is they create positive teams around them. You know, they connect positively with others. They help them. They're grateful. They go out of their ways to be kind. And because of that, gritty people have teams around them that allow them to succeed at hard goals. You can't succeed alone.
What's the name of your latest book, Caroline?
Well, the book I'm working on now is called Authentic Grit, and it's about how to cultivate grit throughout the mind, the lifespan, and why it matters so much, and what we can do to turn around what we've seen has occurred as a result of the self-esteem movement. I mean, it's devastating, and it's across all spectrums, sports, life, work, everywhere. It's a disaster. It is a disaster.
Okay. We're out of time here. We appreciate the input, and thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
It's Carolyn Adams Miller. Wow, she's a disaster.
I think she's right, though.
She has some very good points. I couldn't agree more.